SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will launch an invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah despite truce talks with Hamas. It comes amid ongoing attempts to try to reach an agreement for a ceasefire and hostage releases. During a trip to Tel Aviv, United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the country's views on a Rafah incursion have been laid out clearly.
Our views on Rafah, I think, are very well known. The president's been very clear about it. I've been clear about it and repeated it as recently as yesterday. Where our focus is right now, along with the humanitarian effort, our focus right now is on getting a ceasefire and hostages home. That is the most urgent thing. And it's also, I think, what is achievable because the Israelis have put a strong proposal on the table. They've demonstrated that they're willing to compromise. And now it's on Hamas.
Mr. Blinken says Israel plans on opening a major crossing to allow aid to flow into the hard-hit northern Gaza Strip. The US has been pressuring Israel to do more to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza, especially in the north. International aid organizations have reported a widespread humanitarian disaster, warning hundreds of thousands of people in northern Gaza face the risk of famine. But United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says progress has been made recently toward avoiding famine.
We must do everything possible to avert an entirely preventable human-made famine. We have seen incremental progress recently, but much more is urgently needed, including the promised opening of the two crossing points between Israel and northern Gaza, so that aid can be brought into Gaza from Ashdod port and Jordan. A major obstacle to distributing aid across Gaza is the lack of security for humanitarians and the people we serve. Humanitarian convoys, facilities and personnel and people in need must not be targets.
Meanwhile, Mr. Netanyahu has also responded to potential arrest warrants for government officials in Israel by the International Criminal Court. He says if they issue arrest warrants on charges related to the conduct of its war against Hamas, it would be an outrage of historic proportions.
Israel is not even subject to the court's jurisdiction, and it has an independent legal system that rigorously investigates all violations of the law. Rather, this ICC attempt is an attempt to paralyze Israel's very ability to defend itself. The government and people of Israel reject outright this grave threat to our security, this grave threat to our very existence. And I want to assure you, no ICC action will impact Israel's ironclad determination to achieve the goals of our war with Hamas terrorists. We will destroy Hamas's military and governing capabilities in Gaza. We will release all our hostages.
Pro-Palestinian protests in the United States show no signs of letting up, with students across the country calling for university divestiture from Israel due to the conflict in Gaza. But authorities are demanding an end to the encampments, with House Speaker Mike Johnson saying Congress will act if university officials don't control the protests.
What are university officials waiting on? What do they need to see before they stand up to these terrorist sympathizers? And that is exactly what they are. What's worse, though, is that Columbia's choice to ignore the safety of their Jewish students and appease anti-Semites has inspired even more hate-filled protests to pop up across the country. And what we're seeing right now is people wave Hezbollah flags and Hamas flags, their homemade signs supporting what happened on October 7th. It's outrageous.
Despite that, dozens of protesters have taken over a building at Columbia University in New York City in the latest escalation of demonstrations.
Protesters have voiced their intention to remain at Hind Hall until Columbia concedes to Quad's three demands, which are divestment, financial transparency, and amnesty. As this group continues to hold down Hind Hall, we reiterate that Quad's encampment is a peaceful form of protest, as demonstrated over the last 12 days. Students and community members are risking suspension and arrest to end the true state of emergency on campus, Columbia's complicity in the genocide in Gaza.
Kira Hain, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.